proclamation number 7957 dated the August 4th, 1961. Cosmos. Moon. Even the slightest lack of clarity has a negative effect, for it causes doubt in a person and darkens the light which should illuminate his heart. Nevertheless, an influx of light will always occur when the heart opens itself to accept its rays. Where lack of clarity exists, an explanation needs to be given, for I do not want a person who wants to think correctly to get confused. But neither do I want error to be spread where only serving the truth is wanted. Yet need any of you worry about this when I instruct you myself and you only pass on what I myself am telling you. The fact that you yourselves cannot intellectually grasp everything need not alarm you, for as long as you are not perfect as yet, your thinking will still be limited and unable to reconcile your previous convictions with the explanations I give to you, if they concern areas which science believes to have disclosed. However, even science cannot deny the fact that many still unexplored things exist in the cosmos. And what it believes to have explored lacks proof, for the evidence it produced is wrong. This also includes the calculations they made about the distance and the relationship of the moon's position to Earth, and it is difficult to give a right explanation to those of you humans who have acquired the knowledge you believe you can prove. By merely considering the constant rotation of Earth around its own axis, you will have to realize that the moon is indeed a satellite of Earth but nevertheless an entirely independent star from Earth, which circles within the region of the same sun as the Earth, thus it also receives continually light from it. The Earth is neither able to stop this flow of light nor to restrict it. Yet the inhabitants of Earth can more or less see the moon, according to the position of Earth, which it occupies during its rotation around itself. The illumination of light takes place in lawful order, and the stars also take their orbit in lawful order. Therefore the same events occur in intervals, the same natural cycle of day and night. But you humans should not forget that everything is in motion, that nothing stands still in the whole universe and that these movements also happen according to law, and yet the stars which appear to be constant in the sky can be observed by you humans, which might, purely physically, make a constant rotation of the Earth debatable. And yet the Earth rotates around itself, but it will remain an eternal mystery which you human will never be able to solve. You can certainly always assume and believe to produce proof, but this proof will never be right, on account of which you will never succeed in taking possession of other stars whose laws are entirely different to those on Earth and which therefore also exclude the possibility that you humans can live there. After all, the living conditions differ on each heavenly body and are only suitable for the beings living there and correspond to their spiritual state. Every law is known to me alone as well as to all spirits of light who receive this knowledge from me. But you humans will only know everything when you have entered the kingdom of light and your thinking is no longer limited. Amen.